When I first moved to Denton, you know, the water was, a lot of the water was well water, things like that. The quality of, you know, of our resources was greatly different because there was no fracking here at the time. And now there's a huge treatment plant. We get most of our water from surface water in Lake Ray Roberts and Lake Louisville. Back then it was wells. I grew up in San Antonio, and I remember, as far as environment goes, the first time I remember noticing that there was something different about this was the first time I took a shower when I got here. Because in San Antonio, the water's really hard, right? Mm-hmm. And now you can't tell the difference. But when I got here, it was really soft water. So I remember the first time I took a shower, I was like, how do I get this shampoo out of my hair? This feels weird. And it's kind of a hard thing to describe, but the feel of water makes a huge difference depending on, you know, what goes in it, how it's treated, whether it's from a well, whether, you know, pure, if you've ever drank pure spring water from a spring, you can kind of tell it's, you know, it's a different thing than tap water. So we always associated, you know, Denton with being fairly, you know, environmentally, you know, safe. When we moved away, a lot of things happened at that time. And you know, that's primarily when, you know, fracking came into Denton. We missed that. When we first came here in the 90s, the geographical design of Denton, you know, the effects of it weren't as detrimental. The air was relatively clean, it was breathable. You know, there was a lot of agriculture out here, a lot of open fields, grass and everything. So if there was anything that bothered you, it'd be your allergies. It's different now because Denton, I'm sure someone's kind of discussed this, Denton is basically in a bowl. So as Dallas has become more, you know, developed and spread out, and Fort Worth has become more spread out, you don't have those buffers. And, you know, there used to be like a 30-minute buffer from here to Fort Worth where you just drove and it was nothing but grass and cattle and, you know, big baled hay. From Denton to heading toward Dallas, there was nothing along 35 when I first moved here. You would drive for 15 minutes, and then eventually you'd see some purple lights in the distance, and those were the lights on the what is now the Music City Mall. It used to be Vista Ridge Mall in Louisville. And that was how you knew you were almost somewhere, because it was all dark. There wasn't even lights on the highway. So when I talk about Denton being isolated, it was different. And because of that, you know, you didn't have the effects that we have of all the pollution. Now we have so many things that are basically, it's almost nonstop. There's always something on the way to Denton from Dallas, and the same way from Fort Worth. Because of that, because our, you know, our highways are so terrible, we have traffic that's always backed up. So we have all those, you know, kind of emissions coming out. We have the brick plant here. We have fracking all over the place, and we have, you know, pollution from Fort Worth and Dallas. And when the winds blow, you would think it would normally go through, but even though this area is pretty flat, Denton is in a bowl. So all the pollutants from every place else basically come here and they sit here. So we get all that, plus, you know, what's happening with the, you know, with fracking. So we didn't know that, you know, this was an issue. When, you know, we lived in Los Angeles for a while where you can see the smog, right? And like a lot of people, they look out in the air, and if they can see blue sky, they go, oh, hey, it's safe, it's clean here. And you just go, you just assume everything's good. And that's what's deceptive about Denton. Everything changed, and things got significantly more toxic and dangerous. And to the naked eye, nobody really knew what was going on until it became critical.
Mm.